Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a new guest, that is...
Kirsty from The Dogs.
Explain what The Dogs is.
Okay, The Dogs sell Lincolnshire footlong sausages with our unique toppings.
So I've just had one, it was awesome. What was on it?
It was cheese, bacon, which you said was more like gammon.
Yep.
Yeah, with onions, crispy onions and onion chutney.
It was really nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Really, really
it's
nice.
It's our most popular one, to be
so,
fair.
So I like all your hot dogs a foot long.
Mm-hmm. All of them, yeah.
And it's all Lincolnshire sausage.
All Lincolnshire, apart from obviously the vegetarian ones that are not.
Well, you've got to do a vegetarian one.
We have
one.
To do an option.
You've got to do it for them or they'll be protesting.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what they're like. You'll have to do a vegan one soon.
Well, we are looking into different ones. And next year, we're going to do a falafel dog.
A falafel.
Yeah.
Falafel. Falafel's nice, to be fair.
Falafel dog.
Falafel dog.
Yeah.
It's really nice, that.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Sort of falafel. So, why hot dogs?
Why?
Because, if people have been following the podcast, you'll know I've had burger people on.
Yes.
So, yeah. Someone to do a hot dog...
Mm.
It's hard to find. And I didn't even know you existed until Dave from The Good Burger said...
Right.
And
Beastie. Yeah.
No. Oh. Dave from The Good Burger said about hot dogs.
Mm.
And also Dan said about try the hot dog place. I thought, hot dogs, where is the hot dog place? Who sells hot dogs?
Okay, yeah. The idea came from me ages ago. I mean, years ago. I had this vision and then I met Bob and I moved up north and he only eats Lincolnshire sausages.
Bob is
my
real
partner.
Bob is real. It's not just something she's put out. Bob.
I'm here.
Bob. So yeah, so
so he only eats Lincolnshire sausages. So then I had an idea of thinking, well, I want to put that in a hot dog. In a roll, basically, but I don't want it to be like a normal Lincolnshire sausage because they're tiny. So I thought it's to make it foot long, which is 12 and a half inches.
See, Southerners are happy with the size of our sausages up there, however. They want it bigger.
You can't go wrong with a foot long, let's be honest.
So, did you try with any other meat apart from Lincolnshire?
Initially, just at home, yeah, we did. But no, I wanted to be a bit unique up here. If I'm living up here, I want to do their sausage, basically.
We're in Lincolnshire, aren't we?
Yeah, it has to be unique to the town, I think. Your county, where you're from. It has to be something that you believe in, yeah.
So, I thought, personally, it's very wintry food.
It is.
It's very warm.
Yeah, of course. But also, kids absolutely adore sausages.
Mm-hmm.
I've not met one person who doesn't like a sausage in any form. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sounds vile, but yeah. but yeah, even kids who don't like the Lincolnshire sausages because they're too spicy or too herby.
I was about to say, I've got something on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, but these ones are quite mild. They're quite mild for a Lincolnshire. These ones are not as spicy as the first ones we've tried. Yeah, we tried lots. Before we got this recipe, and yeah, it's great.
How long did it take you to get the recipe?
Six months.
Do you make your own sausages?
No, we don't. We will be in the future, but not yet.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask how you get a sausage minching machine where you...
100%. Wow. That's the plan. That's the vision. Yeah. To make our own with our own recipes and offer a varied selection.
So the hot dog I had, that was the most...
That's the BCO, right. And that's the most popular. It's been on the menu since we started. We change the menu every event we go to. We try to vary at least by one dog, at least.
Yeah.
We try and vary it, yeah.
So how many sorts of hot dogs do you actually do?
We have probably done in the region of 19 toppings.
And are they all available to have?
Oh, yeah, not at one time.
Right.
Not at one time.
Well, no, I don't mean 19 toppings on one dog. But do you have 19 variations?
No. The most we offer at normal events is probably... 5 plus a veggie.
And what's that?
Okay, if I find the menu. A good menu, we normally do porky pig, which is the applesauce and real pork scratchings, fresh pork scratchings from the butchers.
Stop. you say, you'd, oh, that would be amazing.
Would you like to try one? We've got some.
A pork scratch in?
Yeah. In the bottom box.
Try a pork scratch in.
Yeah, they're fresh ones that we get from our local butcher. It was amazing.
So it's a pork sausage with pork scratch ins on it?
Yeah, and apple sauce.
Wow, that's
It's amazing. It's so good. It really is. All the older gents love them.
I'm surprised they've still got their own teeth for them. A, it looks like kibble. Let's try one. Thank you very
try
much.
Try a crunchy one.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, perfect. It crunched. Yeah, love it. They are proper good ones. They're good. Yeah, so we do the porky pig, which is applesauce and pork scratchings. We do the indie dog, which we vary between the vegetarian sausage and the Lincolnshire sausage, which with mango chutney, yogurt and mint sauce, and poppadoms. We do... It's good. Everyone always looks at me like that.
It's a very strange combination.
But it's really good. It's one of my favourite.
How did that one come up? How do you find the combination?
Because I love, like, I don't know,
it's
I just...
sort of sweet and savoury.
And nine times out of ten, I don't actually try them until we sell them. Because I just know it's going to work. Yeah. And, it's a really good one, though, that one. What other ones? The Hickory Dickory. Yeah.
Hickory Dickory Dog.
Yeah.
Which is barbecue sauce, bacon. I keep calling it gammon now you've said that.
No, the reason why I said it, well, I initially thought it was chicken, so that's all. But like saying
that's
that.
How shitty he is.
Yeah. I'll tell you how shit I am. Once I was at this party and I was eating this sandwich and I thought, this egg sandwich doesn't taste very good. And I was halfway through it and it was fucking coronation chicken.
Yeah, well, that.
And I thought it was
because egg. It looked yellow.
I always do that. Like, I was having a yogurt and I thought, when's vanilla had lumps in it? So I got halfway through it. It was like pineapple.
I'd be sick.
Yeah, I'm not very good with that sort of food things.
And gherkins. That one comes with gherkins.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm married.
But you'd be surprised. I thought that. I didn't think anyone would go for gherkins, but they all, they love it. It's a popular one.
You be naughty.
Which is Mexican chili, which is hot.
I like what you've done with the play on the words, like UB40.
Yeah, that was Bob.
Sat in messaging a bottle.
A few beers. Yeah, you be naughty. Pulled swine.
Now, I bet that's got pulled pork.
Yeah, applesauce and pork scratchings. But pork scratchings go on the side, otherwise they go a little bit soft from the moisture. Yeah.
Do all the pork scratchings go on the side?
No, not on the porky pig.
I don't think I could act the porky pig.
Oh, you could. Everyone always looks at it and goes, oh my God, that looks amazing.
I'm going to have a porky pig next.
100%. 100%.
See ya.
And what other ones do we normally do? Like popular ones? The beetroot, feta and mint. That's the beet.
That's a good one.
It's like chunks of just raw beetroot with feta cheese, mint and pesto mayonnaise.
Sounds really nice.
It's really good.
Now, have you thought about doing your own chips with them? All that?
We've done a couple of sides at a couple of the pop-up pubs.
Yeah.
Where there's like a fryer and stuff. And we have got a portable fryer, but it's just easier if you're in a pub doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
We've done croquettes.
Potato croquettes.
Awesome. And we've done onion rings.
Yeah.
Alioli and stuff. But we've been serving pork scratchings as a side, as well as the dog sort of thing. Because they're really good. And they've been really popular.
It looked like kibble.
Yeah.
I never thought about it until you came in with a box and it looked like kibble. I thought, are they feeding me dog biscuits?
But, you never know.
He wanted a dog biscuit. Dog biscuits are chalky because I had one at the beginning of this year. Yeah. Yeah, they're chalky. I'll tell you what a good, because it's basically a sausage then, a hot dog. What's the difference between a hot dog and a sausage?
You see, we have this debate all the time. Yeah. I generally believe that a sausage in a roll is a hot dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Because people think them hot dogs you used to get.
The Frankfurters.
Yeah, the shit things out the tin.
Well, let's not say the shitty thing, shall we?
Okay.
Let's just...
Well, it's not a sausage, is it?
No, but it's a hot dog, isn't it? I mean, I know it's all fortified.
No, it's
shit.
Not,
It's known as a hot dog. And yeah, I mean, you can, and that's why we say on all of advertising, we don't advertise hot dog. We advertise Lincolnshire sausage, a foot-long Lincolnshire sausage.
But
with our various toppings. We don't actually say a hot dog.
But I've always known the hot dog I've just had as a real hot dog. So if I was ever speaking to someone, I'd say, oh, they sell hot dogs, but it's the real hot dogs. It's not the shit you get in the tins.
Yeah. I mean, we've had families come up. We've had families come up to us and say, oh, my kids don't like sausages.
Yeah.
But we've had yours and it's lovely or whatever, because it's a mild Lincolnshire. But they wouldn't have come up to us. The adults wouldn't have come up to us if they thought it was just the shitty dogs.
Yeah. Now, the problem
they
I have...
The kids into it,
yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. And we offer a loyalty card as well now.
Do you?
So every time you have a dog, you get a little stamp, come back, get one. There you go. I'm going to stamp your card at least three times.
Awesome.
So after, what is it, six?
Six.
After six, you get a free dog.
So that's not bad, is
it? Yeah. No, I think it's a good offer. And we do family deals as well. Yeah. Four dogs.
Now, the only problem I have with sausages, excuse me, is if you find a bit of gristle in them.
Yeah. Did you find any gristle?
No. Yeah. But I'm saying that's the only problem I have with sausages in general. Mm. But luckily, I haven't found a bit of...
I'm really pleased.
I like, remember one instance I was having egg and bacon. And I was round at my mum's, and I was just eating a sausage, and I found a screw in it.
Wow.
I found a screw in my sausage. I was like, it proper pissed me off, because like if I find a bone in a bit of fish, I can't eat anything. If I find a bit of gristle. But it was my fault, and I'll tell you why, because I thought, why is that? There's a bit of metal. And what it was is, you know...
Come
out your tooth? Why would I have a screw in my tooth?
I don't know.
No, I had a... No, I
You've got a screw loose, yeah.
With them, like, got the salt things.
The grinder.
Yeah, so it came out the bottom. Oh. So I was all ready to kick off with a fucking, I'm going to go down there. So I could have died in that. Then I looked and it was like the sort of the pepper pot thing.
You're lucky you did that, because I would have completely complained.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
They were trying to sell me fucking, because I thought a bit of the machine came off into the sausage. But no, it and what was the salt grinder. Yeah.
A lot of things with the Lincolnshire sausage, though, we've had a couple of women say when you cut it in half for the kids, it's been a little bit pink in the middle. It's because it's pure pork.
Yeah.
It doesn't always go brown or whatever, does it? It always stays...
You can still see the
pork. Yeah,
the pork. It's pure pork. It's not like a frankfurter, which is all sorts of different...
Do you want to move a bit closer? I'm buying... you don't sit on that one, that's broke.
Oh, yeah. Broke that earlier with your...
You
had too many sausages.
You had too many Lincolnshire.
I'm going to buy lapel mics, I think. So everyone's got their own lapel mic. And I've got a cold, so if I sound a bit shitty than normal, that's why. And there's me. I was just saying to people the other day, I haven't been ill for like ages. I never get ill.
As soon as you say it, it tends to be fake.
Yeah, because I thought it was all the weed I smoke. I just, like, don't get ill.
Yeah.
And then I've got a sniffle. But it's nothing like normally what I get.
I can always make you a hot lemon and honey if you want one.
No, thank you. Hey, it's good. I'll just come for my tea.
That's what you want.
I've got to try and get a podcast every week, then I get fed.
Absolutely. Go to Cookie Cooks. He's going to make you some breakfast.
We've got Cookie Cooks on, yeah.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning.
He's going to make you the most amazing breakfast.
Yeah, his food's awesome.
And I'll do my mushroom joke to him as well. When he puts mushrooms in, I'll say, I'm surprised you've fitted anything else. There's one mushroom now. I'm surprised you've put anything else in here because you haven't got mushroom for it.
Oh, okay.
He likes shit jokes.
Yeah,
he does
like
shit jokes.
Yeah. He likes his shit one-liners. He really does. Yeah, he'd appreciate that.
So, yeah, I've like heard that before about people biting into things and saying, oh, it's a bit pink, like burgers and that. It's like...
Thing is, it's like, as soon as I explained it to her, I gave her another one anyway, you know, but I explained it to her. She went, oh, okay, that's fine then, wasn't it?
Did she come back? This one's still pink.
Have another. But no, she was cool.
Because the thing with hot dogs is, and I think you've got the market cornered here, because no disrespect to the other burger places, but...
Oh, no, of course.
you've got three burger places.
Yeah.
All three burgers are completely different. 100%. And they serve their own purpose. Yeah. And they're all awesome. But there's no one doing hot dogs.
No. No.
Like, sort of, even if you go to somewhere like shitty Burger King or McDonald's.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've got a beef with Burger King. That's why I said shitty at the beginning of it. Because they're all crap. And I did like the food there. But
I'm
now
a massive Burger King fan. Yeah, I don't. I don't like it. I've never liked Burger King.
It's so the people like, who work there. I'm more of a Mackey's man myself. Anyway,
back to Lincolnshire sausages.
Yeah. Just fuck you, Burger King.
Fuck you, Burger King.
Fuck you, Burger King.
The chips are shit as well.
Yeah, and your staff's shit as well. Anyway.
Don't get him talking about KFC gravy. Jesus.
Oh, I've got a story about gravy that I keep mentioning. I'm going to be one of these.
Are we doing hot dog with gravy on?
Well, we do. Oh, yes. It's the. It's called the yellow belly.
I could work with that.
It's called the yellow belly. Bob came up with it on the first menu ever did back in April.
What sort of gravy is it?
It's.
Onion gravy.
It's onion gravy, which I make myself.
Is it bits of onion in it?
Yes.
I can't have it.
Well, this is. Because, thank you.
No, because...
because I feel exactly the same.
Because I think the slugs.
This is Bob. He thinks anything should be, like, completely soaked in onion gravy. Anything.
Yeah, but they look like slugs and worms. That's exactly why I don't like quiche. Because when you bite into it and you see a bit of red onion, it looks like a slug.
Oh, I love a little bit of quiche.
If I had no onion in it, it'd be fine.
I do like quiche.
onion gravy on a hot dog.
Yeah, so it's thick gravy, so it literally stays on the Lincolnshire sausage, and then it's topped with stuffing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, crispy stuffing.
That could be a Christmas dog.
No, we're not.
Why don't you do a reindeer hot dog for Christmas?
A reindeer.
Yeah.
So what would go on your reindeer hot dog?
Exactly what it was, just a reindeer hot dog. Oh, no, you'd have cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of mint sauce.
Cranberry and mint?
Mint sauce.
Yeah. Would that work? No.
Of course it would work. Mint sauce works with anything. Well,
to be fair, I agree. I put mint sauce in
cranberry,
everything.
Cranberry, mint. Okay.
No.
I'm not sure that would go together.
No, cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
With mint sauce.
With mint sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% convinced, but we can trial it. We can trial it.
What else I was going to say? And maybe you could wrap your reindeer hot dog in bacon, so it's a pig and blanket.
Oh, well, we're going to do possibly a foot long pig and blanket.
Are you going to have cranberry sauce and mint sauce on it?
We will not have mint sauce on it. That'd be an optional that you can help yourself.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
But cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, cranberry sauce,
Foot long pig and blanket with cranberry sauce on top.
Got a few ideas for the Christmas things.
Reindeer hot dog.
Reindeer hot dog.
Rudolph.
The Rudolph.
Rudolph dog.
The red bits, the cranberry.
Yeah.
Because, like, zebra's nice. You, like, could do zebra hot dog.
So what? Just the meat, or...?
Well, the meat's nice.
Yeah.
Because there's Ostrich Link sells all different types of meat.
They do, yes.
Horse is awesome.
Oh, we could call it the Mariners.
The Mariners.
Come to town.
The Zebras. The
Zebra. Yeah, the stripes.
He's
yeah.
very red, the
probably
meat.
Probably walk
though.
All over it.
And he's very red, though. The meat's red. But it's nice. A horse is nice.
Yeah.
Crocodile shit.
I think,
crocodile.
Like, eventually when we get a premises,
yeah.
then the options are going to be so much more open.
Yeah.
You know, because a little pop-up, you can't do different things for different... Like, you can't do so many because you only cooks, like... 30, and if someone's allergic or whatever, you have to keep everything so separate.
But when you've got a premises, you'll always
be there. 100%. It's so different when you get a premises. That's
it's
what
like
where
you get a pop-up.
Yeah.
I'm like guessing it's quite good for pop-ups. It's always good things and bad things because like people look forward to pop-ups.
I think it's a great little thing that Cleethorpes and Grimsby are doing at the moment. Do you know
where
I mean?
If you're there all the time, people might just lose interest. So I've had three of them this week.
100%, yeah. I think, I mean, going forward, yeah, we will get premises and stuff.
Well, that's
that's
the aim.
That's the aim, yeah, definitely. And
but like, going back, excuse me, there's nowhere around here that does hot dogs. Like, sort of, Burger King.
Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Don't do hot dogs.
No.
Not in England, anyway.
No.
Five Guys don't do... I'll do Five Guys do hot
no,
dogs.
They don't, no. There's one place in London that's called Bubble Dog. And they do frankfurters, and they serve it with a glass of champagne.
What's the difference between a frankfurter and just a sausage then?
A frankfurter's like all the...
processed.
It's all processed, together. Yeah. Meat, isn't it?
It's just a proper sausage.
Proper sausage.
With all different herbs and spices inside. Mm.
And normally it's made on that day. Frankfurters, like, they're processed, so they can knock out thousands, hundreds. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's yeah. It's the sweepings from the floor, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. I wanted to say that, but I wouldn't.
Why? The eyelids and that.
It's the eyelids. It's all the stuff you wouldn't normally want to eat.
Yeah.
I got a good question for them, but it's gone. Oh, no.
It is, babe. It is.
So, what butchers do you go to?
Which butchers?
Yeah.
Gerard. Gerard's.
Where's that? Down Oxford.
Oxford Street.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Peter, and he's absolutely amazing. He offers the best customer service in Cleethorpes, in my mind.
Yeah.
He's just so lovely. Yeah.
Really nice.
Everything really we want, he just, yeah. The customer service, he's been there years, and he's had the same staff for years. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows his stuff. Anything's adaptable.
He knows his sausage.
Yeah.
I bet he
does. He knows his sausage.
Peter loves his sausage.
I love a Peter who knows his sausage.
I've like
innuendo,
isn't there? The reason for sausages.
Yeah.
I've,
and speaking of innuendos, have you ever had a skinless sausage?
Bob, have you ever had a skinless sausage?
Not recently, no.
No, I mean, have you ever thought about putting a skinless sausage in your back?
you see no, what I, did I there? Haven't. I haven't. No.
Because...
I don't know what to say.
Because I did notice the skin was crispy and it was good. Mm. And like some sausages that if you bite into it, the skin comes back on itself and the stuff comes out.
Yeah, that's one of my mum and dad. No. My mum and dad are our chief tasters.
Right.
And my dad's a proper... northern boy.
Sausage lover.
He's a sausage lover and he's a proper northern boy.
Does he like skinless sausages?
And he always moans about the skin on sausages, doesn't he? Like, and he's like, these ones are great cursed. You know, you should stick with them. Yeah, so that's why we went with Peter.
Yeah.
And what sort of bread do we have?
He makes the bread as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's got his own bakery.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So
it's a one-stop drop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good then,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
And you said you put onion chutney on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Was that bought in or was that
no,
homemade?
No, it's bought at the moment. But when we get premises, that will be made and applesauce will be made. And the thing is, you're quite constrained with regulations and stuff when you're doing pop-ups and things and from home and things. So at the moment, it's all quite regulated. But when we get a premises, it will be freefall and I'll make my own.
Yeah, it's because you're part of this collectiveness that's just sort of really come from nowhere that's selling street food. And it's not really street food, it's like...
It's not.
It's like proper food.
Yeah, and that's what I want, yeah.
Like I was talking to, I think it was Dan from Beast Burger, saying, slagging that Burger King place off again, saying no, but saying like, last time I had their burger, you like can tell it's shit.
Right, okay, yeah.
Compared to...
I've not been to Burger King for years.
Like, compared to all these other burgers I'm trying.
Yes.
And all the real food I've been trying.
Mm.
When, like, you go to a generic, say, pub place, like...
Yeah.
Like, sort of Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
It's fine. A fiver for a burger and a pint.
You get what you pay for, don't you?
You do get what
you
pay for.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything special.
No.
You're not going to get anything that, like, sort of, say, for Cady, his sauce, the time he takes over his sauce, it's and it's
oh,
like
mate,
a science
it's months.
To it.
It's months. And the thought process behind Cady's sauces is amazing. He spends months thinking about.
And like also. Yeah, and the likes of sort of also beef burger, beast burger, social burger, and good burger. The time they go into it, it's like not just something where I'm just one of those people that if I do something and it don't work the first time, I'm like, fuck it, it don't matter. I'm going to find something else today.
Right, okay, but like, yes.
But I'm like, all you guys are like very methodical in like, well, if that don't work, we'll try this.
I think it is all to do with the thought process, though. I mean, I've been thinking about this for years and years and years.
And patience. I've got no patience. Like,
because I wasn't in a position to be able to set it up before because I was working full-time and doing everything else.
Anything good full-time?
I was a training consultant. So I used to go around to different companies, train all their staff and blah, blah, blah. And quite corporate. And all that sort of side of things, but I never wanted to do it. So Bob gave me the opportunity to literally set up on my
That's Vicky from Baker's Mills. She like sort of was saying, I just wanted to do it. That's how I woke up one morning, did it.
Yeah.
And you find out that's how businesses or most successful businesses do, just throw caution to the wind.
Well, I think you have to give in 100%, don't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not gonna be 100% that you want. The expectations are always going to be a little bit lower if you don't put in 100%.
So like, you're originally from London, or what's, as in like, London got anything like this down there compared to us? I mean, like, how far behind the food sort of scene is Grimsby compared to London?
Grimsby and Cleethorpes, I think they're quite slow behind it, to be honest.
Like, and like, I don't mean,
I mean, it's quite exciting for now because it's coming now and everyone's getting behind it. The local people are absolutely loving it, and everything we've done, and the other people like Cookie Cooks and Mike from the Funny Onion and stuff, they're all like really behind setting up something for Cleethorpes and Grimsby and trying to make it what we can actually see what could be really good and get loads of people involved.
And you know, do you find the public are all for it?
Because like, 100%.
I often found like on Facebook that I'm not on anymore, but if someone says we're going to do this, you just get like shitty comments. Oh, that's not going to work. No one's going to appreciate that. Blah, blah. It's all negativity.
Well, I think you've got to own it, haven't you? You've got to say, this is what I'm doing. And if it doesn't work, then you've learnt the lesson. You might, if you want, try something else, or you can try and improve what you're actually trying to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. If I don't do it, I'll regret it. So
you always regret what you don't do.
Absolutely.
Don't.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to give it a go, and if it don't work, it don't work. And but I've tried it.
And like, is it working for you so far?
Well, it's worked since April, and we've had bookings all year.
Do you do weddings and things like that?
We've got a couple of weddings booked for next year. Really? In the evening. We're doing lots of evening receptions. So you know, like when you go to a wedding in the evening, they have a buffet usually.
Yeah.
Now they're asking for like
pop-ups.
Like my cousin's wedding last year, she had pie and mash for the main meal.
I had pie and mash for the main meal.
And then she
had
pizzas. A pizza truck turns up for the evening. You know, I think it's a trend thing. And
now that's one thing we haven't got around here, a proper pizza place.
Mm. Tradici or whatever.
Is it Tradici in the Abbey
Gate?
That's it.
Tradici. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
Abbey Gate, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. But like, they're good pizzas.
Are they?
Yeah, they're great pizzas.
But like, we want a fast food pizza place where you can go to a store and I want that 5-inch. Like, the only other place around here is Dope Burger. I don't know if you've been to Dope Burger.
No, I haven't. No, I've not been to Dope Burger. No.
It's nice.
I've seen it. I've seen it advertised. But
they do a 20-inch pizza.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah.
I had 4 slices to go. Like, every challenge
you
I do.
You keep letting these challenges down.
I know. Yeah, but I can say I've done them. I can say
well,
I've done that
it.
Challenge.
You've tried it.
You
exactly.
Did the one dog's foot-long challenge.
I did that.
You did the one.
Yeah.
Danny from BC had 2.
Did he?
He did. He had 2 at Bonfire Night, didn't he? At the cricket.
And could he eat 3?
I reckon so. But the queue was too big. He couldn't, like... But he did help us out because we had a power cut. We had 3 power cuts. Power cuts.
All right.
At the bonfire night.
I thought it said PowerPoint for like some sort of reason.
No, we don't have Excel going on. Going, right, guys.
Stop. Here we go about the sausages.
No. But bless him. He came with his little torch on his phone so I could carry on serving and things.
Did he?
Yeah.
He only did that for free hot dog.
I offered him a free hot dog. He didn't take it. He wouldn't accept it. No.
He's a nice guy, Dan.
He's a lovely guy. Really nice guy.
He is.
Yeah. His little premises at Freeman Street is going well. So, yeah.
He is, yes. Because I like the last podcast I did, I did that thing with 20 patties. I did that challenge with 20
they're
patties.
They're so big. They're so huge.
I don't know when they're at. Well, I could.
You probably try it. He's at Massive, message on the 7th of December. And we're going to pop down and have a beastie, aren't we?
We are. Definitely.
Yeah.
Are you going to try the... It'll be 16, I think, or 15.
Oh, my word. The thing is, the look of it, I think, oh, my God, you know, that looks amazing. But then I look at it, I think, there's no way. There's no way.
I'm sure he thought I was a bit stupid the other day because I thought... I'm sure I said to him, did I say... So, but my thought process was... Their thin patties, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be all right. And then he said, but it's still the same amount of meat in it. It doesn't matter how thick they are. It's just
it's very
out.
True, yeah.
And like he looked at me and I went, yes.
Yeah. And what I like is
that's why I didn't do very
lots
well
of local businesses like bars and like Bluestone, Nimmingham, they've let us all do pop-ups there. I know
and
Andy.
Been to the Bluey. What's it like in there?
Oh, Andy's nice wicked.
Yeah.
Is it colourful?
It's eventful.
Is it?
Yeah. Andy from the Bluey is really cool. He's lovely. He owns it and he's like, he's been really good. We've done like 3 or 4 there. And
have you gone down well?
Oh, yeah, really well, yeah. Yeah, to be honest, we've done really well at each one, haven't we?
Yeah, they've all been different.
Yeah, they've all been really different, very unique in each way. But all the managers and that and the owners have all been lovely. You can't really like ask for much more, to be fair.
That's because it's cool now. And it's cool in a good way. Excuse me again. But like, there's nowhere that does hot dogs like around here.
But I also think it's to do with with customer service as well.
Well, if you was in corporate, you'd know how to speak to people.
Do you know what I mean? I do think it's like, if you're a nice person and you're nice to them and they're nice to you, then it's going to bloody work, isn't it?
It goes a long way.
It's going to bloody work.
You don't want saving by some miserable knob,
you
do you?
Don't, not at all. No.
And that's Cockney, don't you?
And that's one of our, that's one of my like.
There's your dog, you can't.
Yeah. I do love that word cunt. I love the word cunt.
She calls me a cunt every day.
It's
like one of them words that you either hate or like.
All my family say cunt.
But it's a nice.
I can't. It is cunt. It's just words.
You could be a funny cunt.
Funny awesome cunt.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Good cunt, or just a cunt. I'd rather be a dick, though, because the dick always fucks the cunt.
Boom, boom.
That's not my joke, by the way. That's someone else's. But, so have you ever thought about putting brown sauce on one of your hot dogs?
We have brown sauce as a topping they can just put on themselves. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that I would do as a... Maybe in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not any...
I've got lots of ideas for...
Recipes at the minute, is it?
We literally, like, on a... If we have an event on, like, the one we just did... Because we're doing lots of corporate events at the moment. So, like, during the week, we go to the site, a building site or whatever, and pop up in their kitchen and serve all the workmen and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, that's been going really well.
They're the good ones.
And that's
what
been
do
going
them, like you use their kitchen, did
yeah,
you say?
Yeah.
So, like, what sort of places do you use?
So, construction sites where they have like a pop up kitchen on their what they called their like caravan, is it? Like
cabin,
port cabin,
port cabin,
yeah,
cabins,
yeah, port cabin,
like temporary.
Yeah, so we just take all our equipment, pop
power
up there,
stations and things like
that.
Do you go to Canoco? Like,
well, Bob works.
I work at Canoco.
Bob works at Canoco.
What do you do there?
I work on the gate. I'm part of security on the main gate in Phillips 666.
I thought I recognised you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I come in and I
it's
drop off at the stores.
The gate for you.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So now you've got to sign a fucking stupid book. I never know how to do it. I always get there and I go, "Do I sign? No, that's for them." Okay, you just then I act thick and then they do it for me.
Oh, clever. Yeah.
That's why
probably,
I never
I
learned.
Would do. I would
that's
do
why
that.
I never
I would do that. Just play dumb.
And then then I've got to go all the way round and turn back right and then go to the stores. And get out of my truck and wait for them to...
It's a pain in the arse, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might as well just go straight to stores, but that's the way it is. Safety first.
Yeah.
But the kind of events we've been doing...
And then you'll take the ticket to the person. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Yeah,
but the kind of events we've been doing is similar to those sort of things, haven't we? I mean, we've done, like, when we had the van, the catering van, we was doing, like, charity events, proms. We did prom in the park.
Prom in the park? That was at the Cleaforts Cricket Club.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was good.
Some like trading events. Yeah. For so, companies and that as well.
So, yeah, we've done loads.
So you got rid of your catering van?
Yes.
Why?
There was a few reasons. A lot of the pitch fees for like the festivals and stuff, local festivals, like even going to Leeds Festival was like ridiculous amount of money.
What do they charge for pitch
For the smallest pitch was, let me get this right, hang on. Which one did I apply for? Was it Lincoln Christmas Market?
That was for last year.
No, that was at Meridian. Meridian was $450 for the gathering.
Right.
For the night.
So you'd
$450
have to,
for the pitch.
So how many hot dogs would you have to sell?
Well, if you're
charging...
bearing
in mind, what does your hot dogs cost?
Normally £5.
Right.
Yeah. It depends. If it's a charity, we do it for four. If it's a charity event, we do it for £4 a dog. If it's a normal in a pub or wherever, it's £5. Yeah.
That's reasonable for a hot
dog. It is, I think so. Especially for the toppings that we provide and the everything.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. £5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, like, sort of.
But after Christmas, there will be going up a pound for inflation.
That runs in line, though, with the, like, burgers.
Yeah, I think
Pete,
so.
Like, I mean, like. Yeah. People say that's expensive for a burger or a hot dog, £5 or like sort of £6. And it's like, well, you're paying nearly £8 for a shit burger from fucking Burger King.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I do like McDonald's burgers.
Yeah.
Burger King, not so much no more.
No, don't like Burger King, do we? No, don't like it.
Definitely doesn't like it.
What?
And the chips are shit.
The chips are shit.
I don't. It's all right. I don't mind being sued by Burger King. I've already been told they've reported one of my pictures anyway, so. Yeah, so like you pay for what you get.
I think
it's
so.
It's like, all right, say, no, I'm going to get 99p, which is good for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But you're paying, and like you're paying for, you're putting back into the community. It's a local business.
100%.
And it is good. And not only supporting that local business, but all the local businesses that supply that person.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. And I think even like all the events that we've done, like no one's ever complained about the price.
I was about to ask you about complaints. No. Have you had any complaints?
Apart from that lady who said about...
That wasn't a complaint though, that was more of a query, wasn't it?
It was a query. We've had no complaints, touch wood. And if that was to happen, then I'd just rectify it straight away. Do you know what I mean?
It's bound to happen because you'll always get some arseholes.
Of course you get arseholes. You get arseholes wherever you go. But I think like... If it was me and I'd order something and it wasn't up to my standard, I would complain.
Yeah.
I would 100% complain.
But
At the time, say it. And then they could rectify it. Don't put it online. Don't, like...
Because that affects people's business, doesn't it? People are complaining online. And
just
like
say
that,
to me, like right at the comment. Time, I'm sorry, I don't like that. Let me change it for and you. You tell me, and then you can rectify it.
But, like, on... Like the other hand, because I'm all for free speech, you could, on the other hand, just say your reaction. I mean, like, they should come up to you. There's no doubt about that. But you could always put to them saying, don't be a knob. You could have come to me.
Oh, 100%, which I would. Which I would, you know.
Don't be a knob, but...
Well...
down them lines.
Don't be a non-sausage lover.
I thought you were saying, don't be a nonce, mate. Yeah, because like you do, I did used to see things on like Grimsby Swaps and Sales, got a Chinese and it was fucking crap.
But you can guarantee they wouldn't have phoned them. They wouldn't have like proper complained.
Some of them do, I think.
Maybe.
I just heard you snap your filter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You see. No, but it's
sorry, Mum, I'm smoking menthols.
So like, if like you didn't click the filter, they just smoke like normal fags.
Yeah.
But then you click it.
Then you have like a bit of a menthol release.
Yeah.
Why have they done that? That's weird, isn't it?
People like minting cigarettes. Well,
see, back in the day, I used to like consulate cigarettes. Don't know if you remember. No. Yeah. My nan used to smoke them. Lovely.
I'm too young to remember that. I'm only
a year
younger
than
you.
I'm not sure. How old are you?
40.
Oh, okay.
There you go, you're so fucking mean. How old are you? Someone said I look like I was 32 the other day. Look, I've got a cold and I need my barnet cut in. That's why I look old. And I've got this.
And they said you were 30, what?
32.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, that's all for the Tin Biscuit podcast now. So yeah, so like, do you want to get a premises? Because like,
ideally, I do. Yeah.
Now I'll tell you what you should get for your pop-ups. You should get the iconic New York hot dog stand, the big sort of trolley thing.
Yeah.
And you should get one of them paper hat things. You should. Make it your gimmick. You're not impressed with that one, are you?
Well, I don't like paper hats.
No, not that part. You want impressed.
That's the only thing I'm thinking about.
No, you want impressed with my stand, my iconic hot dog stand.
No, I think,
you could fit a griddle on that.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Never say never. I think it might suit certain situations you're in, and parties and going around to people's houses in the back garden, that might work. And
unless
like,
it's a big alley, a small alleyway.
Yeah, or a small alleyway.
You couldn't fit your trolley down there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that there's massive scope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I've got lots of ideas that I'm not 100% committed to any of them. I'm just thinking about them.
I think the only danger with doing the foods in general is where does it end? Like,
that's it.
You could do fries.
That's it.
Oh, I could do dirty fries. I'm not saying that about anyone else, because like, people are doing that, 100%. And I'm not having a dig, but I'm just saying, like, I think good
where
burger.
Do you stop?
Yeah, I like think good burgers just doing sort of three styles of burgers.
Mm. Where do you stop?
Yeah, and he says that's what I want to do.
100%.
Where Beast Burger
be good at something. Yeah. He's like, I mean, I never go to a restaurant where they have like, you don't go to Italian and order fish and chips. Do you know what I mean? You go to a fish and chip restaurant. Yeah, would you?
It depends what sort of fish it was.
No.
And how it was cooked.
You see, I would only go and have fish and chips at a fish and chip restaurant, and I'd have Italian at an Italian restaurant, or pasta or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It has to be really good at what they do. I think keep it smallish and be really good at what you do.
But also, you don't want to knack yourself and be too good
that then, you annihilate everyone else.
And then, not just that, but you, like, can't keep up with them, like, things.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. You can't have too much on your menu.
No. So have you, because, like, chips could go in hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all open. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I've not ruled anything out, but I'm sticking to sausages. So anything sausage related, then I will be doing that.
Because there is a place that does corn dogs.
Great.
I've never tried a corn dog.
They're lovely.
So like, what is a corn dog? Is it
I think, I don't quote me on this. This is only what I think it might be. It's when you dip it in batter.
But the batter's got corn, it's a different
dips
batter
in corn or something, and then I don't really know, to be fair.
And is that the same people who do the currywursts?
I don't know,
because I was in Berlin and we had a currywurst, and some of them do them differently. Some of them put,
because corn dog's American, isn't it? And that's German, isn't it?
Yes.
So I don't know.
No, you're just best off sticking with your hot dogs.
Yeah, I think so.
But these curry vests, they had tomato sauce on.
Yeah.
Then to put on top of the tomato sauce, they had curry powder. And you would never think about putting curry powder on your chips.
Mm. But it works, I guess.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, and that's fair play. Like, whatever works for each of their businesses, do you know what I mean? Whatever floats their boat, let them crack on.
Yeah. And I sort of think it's wicked that everything's come in to what's the word I'm looking for? Fruition. I can't
Fruition.
You I know can't what say I mean. It either. It's one of those words that we can't say.
Fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's, I know it's what that you
because like there's so much nice food coming.
Mm.
And it's always going to be, but we haven't got a pizza one yet.
No, but there are people out here locally who do great pizzas.
Now, I did a pizza the other day.
Yes, you did. You were telling me.
And I put, I bought a pizza base.
Sounds amazing, to be fair.
And I put a Gialfrese sauce on it.
Yeah.
Chicken that was done in Gialfrese with cheese. So I put Gialfrese on, cheese, chicken, cheese.
Chicken on a pizza is always a little bit wary of me.
Why?
I just don't think it goes.
I pre-cook the chicken.
It's like pineapple. I'm like,
pineapple doesn't go.
Oh, see, pineapple's okay with you, but no. Not chicken.
Don't no. Get me on pineapple.
Doesn't matter, does
it? No, hates
it's like pineapple and gammon, isn't it? It's like you don't put pineapple on a gammon, you put egg on a gammon. Gammon and egg.
Yeah.
Nice runny egg on the gammon.
On a gammon.
You just pineapple. It doesn't go.
Pineapple shit.
I quite like pineapple. Oh my god, we did one. A pineapple chutney. Didn't we?
You made a pineapple chutney.
Yeah, with the Lincolnshire sausage. It actually worked with mint. Fresh mint.
Oh, so now you want the mint.
Pineapple. Oh, I love mint, but I don't like mint sauce. With vinegar.
Why?
No, you was on about mint sauce with cranberry.
Yeah, so
I don't think though that those two combinations would work.
Well, it would work, but
well, yeah, each to their own.
Would work, but
it would work, and we might have that on offer. But
yeah,
so we did
for the weirdo.
So you roast the pineapple,
yeah,
and then you blend it into like a sauce with like loads of coriander, loads of red onion,
mm-hmm.
and we made a salsa. And then put that on a Lincolnshire sausage. It's amazing.
That sounds
it
nice.
It worked, didn't it?
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
That sounds really nice.
It was good. It worked. And that was in the summer.
But, like, you don't like chicken on a pizza?
No, I don't like chicken on a pizza.
But do you like the idea of the Jalfrezi?
I love the indie pizza. Love that.
Because I should have used the paste and not the sauce.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the paste would work.
It would work better because it wouldn't be so stodgy and it wouldn't be so like, because if you pulled it up, it just flapped down.
Well, I was going to say, because the sauce would soak into the pizza base, wouldn't it? And it'd go all soggy.
And it's still a bit runny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't like chicken on pizza.
No, you know, I'm not much fan. Chicken or pineapple, just no.
No. Chicken, why?
I don't know, it just don't go. Chicken kebab maybe, but not chicken on a pizza.
Chicken and garlic sauce. Garlic.
Yeah, in a kebab, yeah, but it's just one of them things I'm just not keen on. We all have them, don't we? And it just doesn't go in my eyes.
Now, have you put garlic on any of your sausage stuff?
Not as yet. It has been discussed.
Oh, garlic sauce.
It has been discussed. Because Bob loves all, yeah.
Garlic, we thought about maybe a garlic and... garlic mushrooms on
yeah
top
garlic
of
mushroom blue cheese and garlic.
You don't like mushrooms, do you?
I do like mushroom, but
you're
I like
because you're not a fun guy.
I don't think you have mushroom for anything else. I tell the mushroom jokes. It's my podcast. No, I do like mushrooms. I like fried mushrooms, okay, and I like mushrooms in spaghetti bolognese. I don't like mushrooms in curry or anything else, like chicken pie. I don't want to open a chicken pie up or a beef pie and find out there's mushrooms in it.
Oh, I'd love that.
Chicken and mushroom pie.
It's my favourite pie.
Or mushrooms in curry.
Oh, see, I was a veggie for nearly 20 years.
The irony of that. That's beautiful. I love it.
No. You shouldn't mention that, babe.
No,
I was a vegetarian.
I think it's that's why I think it's good, because I've been converted by a Lincolnshire sausage. I think it's good.
You've been converted by a foot-long sausage.
By the dog.
Oh, yes, you are.
So, it's full of innuendos, this one, isn't it?
Totally.
So, why did you convert from being a veggie to a sausage eater?
It was a bacon sandwich when I was hungover.
It always is the bacon
Always the bacon. But it wasn't because I didn't like, I don't know... It wasn't because I didn't agree with like animals being killed or anything, the reason I was a veggie. It was just purely I just did not like chewing. I was a lazy eater.
Oh, so you didn't bother about the...
Yeah.
You're not bothered about animals.
About the animals. No. Yeah, nah, I'm not bothered about that.
I'm absolutely... I don't really like animals.
I found a bit of bacon.
Don't let me get started on animals. Jesus. I'll be here all night.
Why?
I don't like animals.
You don't like them?
No.
Why?
Well, I like certain breeds of dogs.
Like what? Hot dogs.
boom boom. No, I've got a phobia of cats.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely petrified. Like literally,
cats
I won't go back to a house
creatures.
Party if I see a cat litter tray in the door.
Why?
Because they will attack me.
Would it be your worst nightmare that you didn't know
Well, I tell you my worst nightmare.
A cat would jump up on you.
Yes, that. Went round to Katie's. Come in, Curse. Oh, no, yeah, I saw the cat that tried. Oh, Cade, sorry. Love you, but I can't come in. There's no way I can come in.
Really?
I went home.
You didn't, did you?
100%.
Yeah.
I've been locked in my car for an hour and a half.
So Katie's in bits. He just wants someone to talk to. I just didn't.
No, he sends me. He sends me like little shitty messages about cats. Yeah. Petrified.
But why can't you see him today?
What, cats?
No, Katie.
Yeah, but not at his house.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, right.
But the friend we're going around has got a cat.
But he locks it in a bedroom.
He tries to keep it away.
He locks it in a bedroom.
What? Really?
Yeah, petrified.
Like, what happened?
Nothing. That's the weirdest thing. Nothing happened.
Like, sort of, the thing they know why people don't like spiders. It's because of the movement of the spiders, an unnatural movement to our.
Well, there's
got to
be
instinct.
Some like thing about the cat then, because
this must have happened when you were young, surely.
But I had one. It was called Podgy.
What happened to it?
It got run over.
Did you chuck it in front of the car?
My mum's not sure.
Now I'll tell you a story, right? And I should really say this, but I will do. But I killed a cat when I was younger, and I was about 1 year old, right?
Well, you two will get on.
And apparently, I was sat on the floor and the cat was there and I just rolled onto it and I squashed it. You can laugh.
Fair
was that cat? It was called Dino.
Dino? Dino the cat?
Dead Dino. Dead Dino the cat.
Fuck the cat.
But I didn't mean to kill it. I am not a cat killer, but then we got Ben.
Is he a dog?
It was a she and she was named after Bill and Ben the Flowerpot Man.
Mm. Good names.
But she was like a semi-feral cat, so she didn't like being picked up. But she used to come in and fuck off at night.
That's the thing. You never know where they are. You don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's how I want it. Bring them in the daytime. Then the one.
Have you got cats?
Nighttime. No, but I would like cats.
I was going to say, don't invite us round for dinner or anything, so we'll not come. So, I won't come.
I might like, get one of them big main cat things, one of them big... Cat's like a dog.
Oh my god, my cousin's got one, Kerry. Yeah. She's got one, it's a house cat, and oh my god, it's like a tiger, isn't it?
Huge.
It's huge. It walks along like the what's that thing on the ceiling? The shelf thing.
Yeah, what's it called?
What called? They're called McCoon. Is it?
It's huge. Yeah. It's like a big grey thing. It literally looks like a tiger.
Is it as tall as the table?
Bigger.
So it's like that. So what?
It's
about
huge.
4 foot?
It's huge. I've never actually seen it. I've seen photos. So I won't go around. I've lived up here now nearly 4 years and she lives in Leeds and I've never been to her house.
Does she take it for walks?
Oh yeah, it's got a lead and... Well, no, it's a home cat. It's a house cat.
Ah, it's a house cat, you did say.
Yeah, it's a house cat. But she has a lead for it and stuff though.
Yeah, but a cat that big should go out for walks. She should take it hunting.
I think someone will nick it, won't they? Because it's so expensive. I don't know.
Yeah, the McCain.
Yeah.
Or the McCain cats.
McCain
they
cat.
Make
put
fries.
It in the microwave.
You can't say that.
I can.
Say microwave cat.
I can.
You can.
Kill
them. You can. It's a free speech podcast.
Exactly, I can.
I've often got this mad
kill
question.
The
kill the cats. Don't say kill the cats. Cats are cool. Now, if you had a kitten, right? You had a kitten or a puppy in a blender, and someone said, all you've got to do is blend that puppy or kitten for, say, £5 million, would you?
100% a cat.
What about a puppy?
Absolutely not.
What about you?
I don't know if I could do either, to be fair.
£5 million and he brings it, or like she brings
fan,
it.
But I couldn't mince it. I couldn't mince.
He's too nice. And to be fair, if the cat was like looking at me in a blender and I was going to kill it, I probably couldn't do it.
For £5 million?
£5 million. Yeah.
This doesn't help my story.
Kill the cat!
Kill the cat! Kill the cat!
$5 million.
Kill the cat!
I think if you saw the money... And
I wouldn't even
cat.
Have to see it, just knowing about it.
But I didn't kill that cat on purpose, I must make that clear. But I wouldn't give a fuck about the cat or the puppy and the thing, I'd press it. Purely because it'd be £5 million. So from that, I will probably take maybe 2.5 million for myself, then I would invest that 2.5 million in dog charities and cat charities. So it'd be like the Jesus old dog of cats, wouldn't it?
Okay, so the owner of the cat that I would have killed in the blender, I would have probably given him half the money.
You wouldn't fit it in the blender?
What, the cat?
Oh, I thought about your cousin's cat. Right, sorry. Yeah. You see how the podcast works now? It does work. I've got a listener in India. I've got a listener in India and Iran as well. Yeah.
I love that.
What? We've got a listener in Iran?
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And I India. Love it.
Have I said India?
You've been to India?
No, and Michigan. Don't know who that is.
Michigan?
Michigan. In Michigan. No, but yeah, fuck the cat. And I mean, like, I do like animals. I don't agree in zoos or anything like that.
Oh,
really.
No, me either. I think but all I animals think, should, yeah.
I think if someone says...
It's just a phobia of mine. That's all it is.
Cats.
Yeah.
So you'd blend a cat.
I'd blend a cat.
For £5 million.
Absolutely. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Well, I don't know.
If you saw £5 million, if sort of one day you two came in and you saw me... Okay, just to say one like day you came in this flat, yeah, or this house, and I was in here, and it was a bit of a surprise, but I had a little cat in a blender.
And there was a suitcase of £5 million, no, the cat in the blender.
I put the £5 million on the desk.
Right, okay.
And the cat on the blender on top of the £5 million and say, you've just got to blend this motherfucker, and that money's yours.
If Bob said to me, Curse...
With his big blue eyes.
If Bob said to me, Curse, look, you can have this, and this, blend the cat, I'll be like, fuck it, blend the cat.
You could have carry your choice.
Press blend. Make sure you put the top on, because you don't want it to...
No. Well, no.
Cat juice on my face.
Because that would ruin the second part of where you have to drink it.
Oh.
Well, no. There's no way.
I'm not actually being serious about any of it.
Oh, okay.
It was a hypothetical question. But I'm just saying, I asked that to a lot of people, and a lot of people like...
It's a good question.
No, I couldn't do it. I'm like, you're fucking real. You would sort your life out, you'd sort out your family's life. Yeah. Like, sort of, I often ask people, would you eat a shit sandwich?
For £5 million, I'd eat a shit sandwich for £5 million.
Well, if you're into shit, you should listen to the Dominatrix podcast that I did.
With the guy.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who eats dog shit. I said to her, I could get it.
I couldn't.
What for a shit sandwich?
£5 million.
But you know what I'm like, I couldn't.
You like peanuts, don't you?
Just think, a foot long shit sandwich, or like cut it in half, and you could put some of your onion chutney on it.
That is absolutely vile.
Add some of your bacon on it, wouldn't you?
Or gammon.
And mint sauce.
Mint sauce and cranberry. Gonna weigh that one
and
up.
Then like you like you'd be asked, was it nice? And when you smile, it's all between your teeth, like that guy who eats dog shit.
I couldn't do that.
Imagine eating dog shit.
Well, I couldn't.
No. I mean, like, I could get my head
would
around.
Would you do it though? Seriously, what? Would what? You do it?
What for?
Eat a dog shit sandwich?
£5 million.
I don't think I physically could.
No.
I was talking about I wasn't talking about that, but I was talking to the dominatrix about the shit thing. And thinking, what do you think of the smell? And she says it's fucking rank. But I'm like, and he's like eating it, and I could get my head round it where he swallows it, but he don't. He's tired, and like he's like chewing on it and swallows it.
I wish his podcast.
And she hadn't even got a dog.
Literally, like
she fucking hadn't even got a dog. She asked her mate, but all this is in the podcast, and then she sells her own shit to people in America.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Where so yeah. Like they'll put it on toast and eat it, put it on the face, warm it up in microwave. So
ladies,
so,
if you ever skint, ladies, if you ever skint, sell your shit.
Sell your shit. But it's like
everything's got a price.
So like
everything's got a price.
So like you shit in a tub, yeah. You seal it. You take it to the post office.
You send it off. Done.
What's in the package? Don't matter. Bigger shit.
Do they need to sign for it?
First class.
I don't know.
Special delivery.
Would you pay the extra quid?
Maybe record, make sure it gets there.
Pay the extra quid.
How do you know you like dog shit? I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Sorry. So yeah, how? I mean, how would you know you've got a fetish for dog shit?
Good question.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Do you remember the white dog poo?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't see white dog poo anymore. Yeah. You know why?
The food changed.
They don't put calcium in dog food anymore, and that's why you used to have white dog poo.
Is that true?
It's true.
I've been telling people that for years.
What have you been saying, Bob?
That they don't put calcium in dog food anymore. That's why you don't see dog white dog poo.
Good fact.
It's a fact.
My microphone's come out.
He's reconnected.
I'm back on. I'm on about everyone else's microphones. I can't even wait one. I sort of can remember the time that there used to be that crusty dog shit. But when you used to stand on it by accident, it used to be like a caramel consistency inside.
I tell you what, when my mum and dad listen back to this, and all I'm talking about is dog shit, they will absolutely love it. Love it.
Dog shit, the different types.
And my nan, if she was alive, she'd go, "What a load of shit."
Let's get back to hot dogs. So what's for the future for the dogs?
Well, hopefully after Christmas we'll carry on doing lots of corporate events, I think.
Bring a hot dog in.
More pop-ups.
More pop-ups, yeah. Just see how it goes. And
premises is the ideal.
Yeah.
Whereabouts ideally?
In Cleethorpes, somewhere.
Why ain't Grimsby good enough for you?
No, absolutely it is, but I want to literally...
No, it's not crap. No, I'm joking.
No, it's not. It's up and coming and stuff, but it I is. Just... I want to get the holiday people who come to stay at the beachcomber and the holiday parks.
Yeah.
So then you're literally covered, aren't you, financially-wise, like from... Is it May, March, April time March when the holiday parks open until like September? Yeah. So you've got a frequent flow.
Yeah.
You know.
So what? What do we on the seafront?
Yeah, on the seafront. Yeah, that's what I want, ideally.
Because we've got quite a lot of fish and chip shops. We've got the world's biggest fish and chip restaurant.
Pappas.
It's crap.
Pick up a penguin.
Mm.
I don't agree. I quite like
that. Whoa.
I don't agree with the fact that they took over the pier.
Why?
I think the pier should be a pier. And I think...
should be the entertainment.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite old school.
To take the skin off the fish.
Happy days. Would I?
What?
Take the fish off.
No. No, I said Pappas take the skin off the fish.
Yeah. Oh, do they? I haven't even noticed. Yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah.
The best fish and chip shops around here are Marclues or the Frying Pan in Waltham.
Oh, I've not been. Any Beckett's.
Too greasy. Nice. It's hit and miss with Ernie Beckett's.
Well, our local one here, the Leacon Boot, is lovely.
Just round the corner.
It's lovely.
Just a little crawl away.
Yeah.
What they do?
I think it's 35 steps.
Proper fish and chips, yeah.
Do they? Yeah,
it's lovely. It's really nice.
35 steps, and then you've got a few more steps to Willys.
Perfect.
Not been to Willys for ages, but I've heard good things about their onion barges there.
Oh, my God. Oh. I tell you what, you need to find the chef who makes them. Her name is... Oh, my God, I can't remember her name.
Amy.
Is it Amy?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Onion barge is
amazing. She could sell those, literally.
Why don't you get in touch with her and say, hey, get these onion barges
on my indie dog.
Sounds really wrong, that. Get your badges on my dog.
100%. That's what I'm talking about.
That's sort of like,
but honestly, they're good going the best in onion barges I've ever tasted. They're amazing. They're so good.
Does she make them
fresh? Yeah. They're so good. I have no idea.
Yeah, the sort of, because like you can go down the side of Willys, can't you? You can look into the window.
It. Yeah. You can smell it on a Thursday, a Wednesday night and a Thursday morning.
It's curry. I thought Thursday was curry night.
Yeah, it is. But she cooks it on a Wednesday night and a Thursday morning. You can smell it. It's amazing.
Curry night. I might have to go.
Oh, we'll please do. You should. It's amazing. Well. Is it? A fiver. $4.95.
I was just slagging restaurants off that sell food for a fiver. God.
But no, it's good. It's nice.
I have heard good things.
And a bottle of wine, it's £20.
Yeah.
£20 for a bottle of wine?
Well, no, with two meals and a bottle of wine, it's £20.
So you get two meals with like that. You get rice,
curry, naan bread. You get a rice each, a naan bread
each,
a curry each,
yeah.
And two onion barges is £1.25. But the onion barges are amazing. So it's £4.95 for your curry,
so it works out rice,
naan bread, a poppadom with that, yeah. And a little jar of mango chutney.
And do you get your salad and everything with it?
No, you don't get any salad, no. You don't.
That's reasonable, because I had a curry last night, I think. Yeah, it was last night, and I had a starter too, and it was about £13 from it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a drink.
But we have a bottle of, they do a nice Sauvignon there, bottle of wine there, which is like tenner or something. So yeah, it's about £20. Yeah. It's amazing.
That's cool.
Good night for a Thursday.
And it's cheap.
And it's cheap and it's home cooked and it's lovely. And the staff are lovely. So what else you want?
There, yeah.
Yeah.
So how many hot dogs do you think you've eaten in since you...
I don't know. Best person to ask is Bob.
Probably about 3 or 4 an event.
3 and 4 in an event?
Maybe I can do 2 or 3 an event, maybe, yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing
a... You've got to eat while you work. You've got to eat as well, haven't you?
Not while you're working.
Not while you're working.
You don't want to fall into...
Breaks,
so
if I have little breaks and you've still got to eat.
Don't fall into the Burger King trap. Right, I'll tell you the story about the Burger King. People who have heard this, just to switch off and get back, like, come back on in about 20 seconds. I went into Burger King. The reeps were sit. The seats were ripped. The canteen was dirty. And one of the workers, this young lass, had a phone sticking out the back pocket.
Oh, lovely.
Showing her ass.
Yeah.
So we're like, the phone, I'm looking at her ass, Bob. I was just saying, like, I was saying the phone was sticking out the back pocket. So I took a picture of that.
No worries.
Took a picture of everything out. Went on Twitter, went at Burger King. This is fucking blah, blah, blah. Your staff's got the phone showing. They managed to find it, some of the workers there, and some of them said, I've reported you for taking a picture of my member of staff. It's illegal because it's private property.
Oh my
and
word.
Also, she's 16. So I said, A, it's not illegal to take a picture of anyone. Doesn't matter. So I sent them this thing. And then one of them went, but hun. Oh, no, want hun. She put hun at the end, but said, we are private property, hun. But not private property in a way where I've got to pay.
Right,
or
okay.
Ask permission.
Yeah.
So then the team leader said, just to make you aware, I've reported you for taking pictures of my member of staff.
Wow.
And I thought, if you didn't, I didn't want to get her into trouble, but I just thought that was unprofessional.
100%. Yeah.
To have your phone on show. I mean, she wasn't using it. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have your phone really like that in...
Definitely not.
No.
100% not.
I mean, I spoke to Brett about it and he said, yeah, but it depends on what scenario, because a lot of his staff have the phones on. I said, that's fair enough, because if your music, it's like completely different.
Definitely. And it's a different situation.
Yeah, and he said, but that's a multinational company.
Yeah.
So it was shit.
I mean...
So I don't think I'm even allowed back into Vegas.
If and when we have a premises, our staff will be trained correctly,
yeah.
And they will not be having a mobile phone on show. Yeah, definitely not.
I mean, if I had a business... I'd be like, look, you can have your mobile phone on, okay? If you want to check it...
On your break.
Well, this is where I'm a bit more lenient. Like, on your break.
No, I'm quite old school.
I'd say, have it turned off or have it on vibrate. And if it goes off, just nip, say, you need the toilet, don't you? Go and check it in the toilet. Or just nip round there and see how many bread buns you've
have
got.
Have a bit of decorum about it.
And I'll say... It don't matter, but don't have it on show because it's unprofessional and it looks a bit. But my whole point was, if that's the team leader and the team leader ain't got a problem with her having a phone on show sticking out her ass, I don't like that look anyway with a phone sticking out someone's ass. You know the look I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what I know. Yeah,
I like hate it. I mean, it's their choice, I don't like it. But I don't bring it in. Sort of to the workplace because it's not professional.
It's not professional, and I think like one of my bugbears is customer service. Wherever we go, it has to be about the customer. It has to be, and like we're massively on it, aren't we? Like,
I mean, so she wasn't always on it. She wasn't on it, which is fine. It's just the fact that she had it on the show, and I know when from working at Pleasure Island and other places, that you're not even allowed it on sort of the floor. You've got to either keep it home, your car, or like your locker.
Yeah.
And if you get caught with your mobile phone,
it's a warning.
100%.
But like at our place.
Well, it's like any job, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
I generally do believe in.
But I'd be like, put it in your pocket. If you need to check it and you've got time and it's not affecting your job, just go around the corner and check it, or go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I ain't got a problem. As long as it don't affect the job.
Exactly.
But there's no or staff the customer. There. Yeah. It didn't really affect me. Maybe I was just a bit, to be fair, I was pissed off with everything. The food took too long. The seat. I'm just thinking that I've mentioned this in nearly every podcast since it happened.
And no, it's one's like, going to think you've got a bugbear at all.
No, but the stuff I like the cheese and bite. I like the cheesy chili bites. And like, if it's all right. Bob's had to replace the Kirsty because Kirsty's gone
for a week.
It's all right. We had to do one once where like. We had to pause it because the person needed a poo.
It happens.
And then she said, well, do you want...
You've got to go, haven't you?
No, you can keep it in. It's like the phone machine. No, I'm only joking. But it's unprofessional to have your phone on the show.
It is unprofessional, yeah.
In that scenario.
Yeah.
He said to me, the team leader, where fucking knob is, he said... What did he say? He said, I can understand about the restaurant and like the standard of the seats, but as for her having the phone on show, grow up, get a life. It's not like she was like on it or anything.
He really said that?
Yeah.
He told you to grow up.
I don't know if he told me to grow up. I'll try and find
you. You are looking for that message now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. maybe I've got rid of it. I don't know. Let's have a look.
That is really bad if he said that.
He definitely did say get a life. Maybe I did the other bit on foot.
Kirsty's back in the room.
Kirsty's back in the room from having a massive poo.
I did wash my
hands. I'm just trying to find good because you touched my microphone. Now I'm just trying to find where
so where are we at?
And to be fair, it's not like she's on her phone. Just don't get what your issue is with the staff member. I get the issue with the seats, but the staff member, really, seriously, grow up and get a life. Yeah. And he's like, well, he looks a bit like a mong anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But he fucking...
That's quite unprofessional, though.
What? For me to call him a mong?
No, didn't he tell you to get a life?
Well, I sort of said, Ian said something to me, and I went, oh... It's your girlfriend, is it?
Okay, fair enough.
And then he went, no, she ain't. She's just one of my team members. Just to make you aware, I am going to report you for taking photos of my team member.
Okay, mate. Fine.
And then I had this other little chubby person say, you do realise it's illegal to take pictures of our staff members, right? And then the last message I heard, yes, you do, especially when posting them on social media. Have you never been asked to be put in the paper as a child? Obviously not. And at that point, I'm like, I know that you don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue.
Because you don't need permission to take anyone on the streets.
No.
I mean, to take photos of anyone on the streets, obviously you need permission to take people off the streets. Unless you work for Burger King. No, it just sort of pissed me off. It's like, it's just unprofessional. Maybe it was me being too old fuddy-duddy.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it when someone's like wound you up a little bit, then you're in your right mind to like speak your mind.
It's just
you know what I mean? You're allowed
just,
to.
Yeah, it's just crap it like Burger King. It like always has been. So anyway, moving on. So the future plans of the dogs is a venue,
yeah, absolutely. But it's going to be bigger. I've got so many great ideas. Thank you. It's going to be, I've got lots of ideas. Something very different. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a hot dog for Christmas, and all I've got is the name so far called the Turkey Banger. The Turkey Banger.
It's a good bangers one. Bangers and mash. We've had Banger, though, for the firework night. Bob comes up with our names, and our friend Matt, he comes up with our names. I'm a little bit more like about the ingredients and what actually goes on.
You're more of the mechanic.
Yeah, yeah. Bob comes up with funny names, and so does our friend Matt. But yeah, I've got a few ideas for Christmas. One's going to involve treacle bacon.
Right, yeah.
And with marmalade.
Because you use thick bacon, don't you?
Mm.
Which is like,
yeah.
Which I compared it to more like gammony.
Yeah. Use thick bacon because I think if you want to have bacon, you want actual bacon. Do you know what I mean? It needs, so you need a bit of a, with, I think that crunch and textures and stuff. When you're eating anything, it has to have, like, that's why everything, all so, our like, dogs has a texture.
You think about what's going on in the mouth at the
same time. Yeah, so a UB Naughty, for example, has the spicy chilli, then it has the tortilla chips.
Oh, right,
chips.
You're talking about an hot dog, then.
Yeah.
So, UB Naughty.
UB Naughty.
Yeah.
And then it has the spicy chilli, and then the tortilla for the crumb, which is the crunch. Then you have the spice, and then you have the calmness of the cheese. Do you know what I mean? It's all about textures and flavours.
Yeah.
So it has, everything has to balance. So you can throw loads of ingredients at something, but as long as you've got that crunch as well. I'm a great believer in the crunch, aren't
you?
Different textures.
Talking about cutting your sausage
in half
down the middle, then putting like garlic butter on and doing it back up.
That's a great idea.
Toasting the buns, because you can go anywhere with it.
Once you've got premises, you can do that stuff because you'll have all the equipment to be able to like toast your buns and stuff.
Yeah.
When you're just doing a pop-up, half the premises you go to, unless you take your own equipment, you haven't got a grill where you can toast your buns.
Yeah.
For example and stuff.
And so, have you got your own equipment?
Got outdoor equipment and stuff. Yeah. The gazebo is fun to put up.
It's not, is it? It's horrible.
I have no idea. Ask Bob and my dad. I don't know. I step back.
It's like putting up a tent where you're halfway through and you think, just fuck this.
It's a really expensive gazebo. And you think, you just press a, well, I think, it's how my mind works. Just press a button, it'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It done. You've got to have four people. You've got to, like, yeah, it's a nightmare.
I tell you what you want to do. In fact, you want to buy one of them big Winnebago things and have one of the things that pull off.
Oh
from
my
the
god,
side.
The awning. That'd be amazing. Yeah.
And then like you could be the travelling hot dog sellers.
Well, my mum and dad have just bought a motorhome. Dad.
There you go.
They've just bought a motorhome and we are trying. That, yeah. We'd love one of those big American, it'd be amazing.
Then you could just travel the world.
Well, that was initially the plan when we started to like buy
travel
something. That's why we bought the van. And then was just going to travel around the UK and stuff.
You'd have to keep coming back to Pete's for his...
Absolutely, I wouldn't go anywhere else.
For his hot dogs.
He's amazing.
Does he do the footlong in the butchers or is it footlong? Oh, so he does them...
Yeah. Only specialised to us, though. No one else.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I am like, couldn't go in a second, I have a footlong.
Absolutely not. No.
Would he do that or not?
No. He wouldn't.
You'd let...
He's a lovely guy.
You've got exclusive rights.
Yes.
Right. So, well, thanks for coming. One hour, 17 minutes.
Wow.
What? How long?
1 hour.
I can't believe.
17 minutes.
I can't believe.
You've babbled on for 1 hour and 17
minutes.
Wow. You've talked about killing cats. You've talked about how much you ate Burger King.
No, you spoke about how much you ate Burger King.
I've got to let people know, and I've seen it's a food cast. I should have called it Food Cast.
Food Cast is a great name.
But I never thought
about
it.
What about calling it the Dog Cast?
It's called the Tim Biscuit Podcast. But I could have done a mini-series called...
Kirsty's Dog Cast.
Food Cast number one. But
it's been lovely to meet you.
Yeah, it's been lovely to meet you both. Thanks for your hot dogs.
You're more than welcome. Anytime you and your girlfriend want to come around for a dog, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've had a few dogs in my time.
Boom, boom. You're hilarious. Such a fun guy.
Thank you. Well, I ain't got mushroom for anything else. So, you're all welcome back on. It's a free speech unedited podcast, so like, share, whatever.
We'll do it in a couple of months.
Yeah. And if like you don't like the look of the podcast, don't listen to it. It's your choice.
Absolutely.
Fucking Burger King, we just don't want you listening to it in general. Fuck Burger King. And on that note...
And your chips are shit.
Wait there, I think their chips are all right.
Oh, no.
Why?
No. McDonald's are the best ones. Out of the three, McDonald's, KFC... and Burger King.
KFC are all right.
I'm quite a chip connoisseur myself.
Now, KFC, I had some of their hot wings.
KFC have changed their recipe for chips, so aren't they not as nice as they used to be?
And twice I found feathers.
Gravy's banging though, isn't it?
On my chicken wings.
Oh, I went to the Safeway.
Oh, don't get me on that. KFC rung out a gravy the other day.
Twice.
Out of gravy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He made me
but
off.
They didn't run out.
They went back round again.
We complained, and then she said,
"You complained."
I complained. And they actually said, "Right, we haven't run out. It's just getting late in the day, and we can't get more stock out of the cupboards."
We haven't got enough staff
to get the stock out.
Fucking
so
being
basically,
trained by Baker King.
They couldn't be asked. I was not
trained
happy.
By Baker King.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, as I say, I found feathers on my chicken wings before.
Shut
no, I have. Why is that funny? That's not funny.
It's not funny.
Is it? Really?
It's a foul joke, that, isn't it?
Very good. You're a brave man. I thought you'd be too chicken to say that. Right, we've got to go with these jokes. Enjoy yourself tonight. Sorry about dropping bacon everywhere.
Oh, you're more than... Yeah, and, it's fine. Bob
1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour, 20 minutes.
Okay.
There we go. Thanks for
thank
coming
you.
On.
Thank you. Thank
cheers.
You.
Cheers. Thank
Thanks
you.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.
The Tea Biscuits Podcast.